Welcome back to hour two of Beyond the Official Narrative. I'm your guest host, William Repillum, subbing for Richard tonight, or Richard's show. Please go to Republic Broadcasting, folks. If you have the means, please donate whatever you can to help keep free speech alive, to help keep the lights on here. We very much rely on your donations. I do not get paid. I am a donator myself. So even without work, I'm donating monthly. So please, folks, please do. You know, I know it's painful, but please, please do help. We got to keep we got to keep the ship going. It's going to be a real dark time once these parasites have completely taken away the free speech ability, free speech. And I hope that never happens. I hope their house of cards falls before it gets that bad, but it just seems to be inching further and further towards that. It seems that they're, you know, the slime mold plan that they are enacting all over the place. The analogy of Halloween 3, you guys remember that movie? I forgot about that movie, and I saw some clip of it again. The people watching television, and all of a sudden green goop starts coming up out of their throat, and they die. Or they become some kind of like controlled monster, right? And then they die. I don't remember, but it's really creepy. And they're watching the television, and this little the commercial comes on, and it's like this clown music that goes bum 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 bum. And next thing you know, the person's turned into a monster, or they're green goop coming up out of. So it's not really all that far off from what happens when you watch television. I mean, this is, I think, part of the predictive programming. It was the one Halloween that was not Michael Myers, where Michael Myers was not in it. It was just all about this television commercial thing. Okay? I may go back and watch this again just for fun, just for kicks, if I have the time. I really don't have much time for television. Really no time for television. Like, I don't have enough time to do the things I want to do in my life, even though, you know, I seem to have a lot of time now without work. So trying to figure out what to do next and how to do something that's going to benefit the world, not something that's going to contribute to, just so I can make money, it's going to contribute to the downfall of humanity. I just can't do it, you know, can't do it. We got Doug in Texas. Doug, welcome.
Hey, William, great show, buddy. Loving it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, great calls. Man, I'm just sitting there contemplating just how freaking bad does it have to get for your rank and file American people that are middle income, upper middle income, actually react and you know, try to voice their frustrations with the circumstances that you're so clearly describing to us every show here. I kind of fall almost into that category, but I mean, I'm just sitting there, I just get so freaking pissed off every time I turn you guys on. I just learn so much more, and you know, what these people are doing to us, what their plans are. How bad does it have to get in this country before something happens? When is there going to be some justice, et cetera? But anyway, it could be really dark, like you just said, man. It's going to get, how bad is it going to get? But hey, there's a series out there, man. I don't want to dwell too much on that because we got to have faith and we got to have hope and we got to live our lives like these jerks don't exist. But anyway, there's a series out there. It's online. Yeah. It's called Hunting Hitler. Have you heard of that?
It sounds like the Nazi hunters.
Yes, sort of, but it's with the Bob Baer is the guy that hosts this group of really talented people. One of them's a Navy SEAL guy, and they go around the world, particularly in South America, but also up in Europe, and they're hunting the trail of the paperclip trail, or not paper, the what's it called, the
yeah.
What's the trail that, you know, when they left Europe, the Catholic Church helped them get out down to South America and all that. And they've got just it's like 20 to. What's it called? The rat lines.
Okay.
Is that what's called?
Okay.
And we're talking like they track down submarines coming out of Portugal, going down to South America. People, eyewitnesses. They talk to eyewitnesses who, and they go into the archives of capital cities down in Argentina and stuff. They're pulling out documents, and they've got a whole database of CIA, whatever database of documentation, what they're running off of and pulling names. I mean, they've got names, people, places, eyewitnesses, everything. It's like 20 to 25 hours of information, and it's online. I pulled it up a while back, and they run it on Quest TV in the mornings, on Sunday mornings, and it's just fabulous. Bob Baer, like former CIA guy, and he runs
this. Is on television?
Yes, it is, but it's not. It's like an off channel from. It's called Quest TV. It's not a major TV station, ABC, NBC, like that. But it is available online. I know for sure. I pulled it up like late last year, and it's been aired. They ran a whole series like about a year ago. It would come on like Sunday mornings, like 6 or 7 a.m. Central Time. On Quest TV, but you can just Google, do a search for Hunting Hitler Bob Baer, B-A-E-R, and man, it will blow you away what they found. They've got the goods. I mean, they escaped. Hitler escaped the bunker. It's unbelievable the information and the documentation they put out on that series.
Yeah, I believe that he very well may have escaped over. There seems to be a lot of evidence for that he went over a lot of the other high ranking, and
they interviewed people who they interview a lady who was a daughter that was conceived down in South America of, I believe it was who was the Mengele, Dr. Mengele. I mean, uh-huh. They interview her and they show her pictures, and she said, yeah, this is my dad, and he was, I knew him for a few years, and then he had to leave. He got, he had to get out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they just, it's like an archaeological site. They dig up old houses, and they talk to people, tons of interviews, man. It's just fabulous. It'll just really open your eyes as to what really happened with that post-war scenario.
I don't mean to be cynical about it, but I would just be, even though it's an off channel, I would be, the TV, television being its own syndication, right? Anything that's on a syndicated network like that, I would be leery of, where it's going. Like, even if it sure, seems like it's might be controlled opposition, right? But
you make that judgment after you watch it. You know, I mean, it's really good. It's really good.
Is it on BitChute? Or on any of the other?
I don't know. I mean,
I'll look it up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just do Hunting Hitler, Bob Baer, B-A-E-R. It should pull right up, man. It's like a 20 to 25 hour series.
Okay.
And,
I didn't
match
it. I just all right, Hunting Hitler. Hunting Hitler is a fake, dangerous version of history, it's saying. I'm just looking. Sorry. I'm just looking at what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
On the. On when I just do a BitChute search.
Yeah.
So I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out, and we'll talk about it another time sometime. Anyway, thanks again, and a great show.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, I always appreciate your call. I hope you're doing well. Take care. All right. So, Hunting Hitler. Okay, I'm going to put that in the things to check out. And I'll have to look into it. I don't know how I'll find it, but I'll see what I can find. I don't have television. I don't have access to Quest TV, but doesn't mean someone else doesn't. If anybody else has watched it, has any comments on it, feel free to call in. 512-248-8252. Want to talk about anything else? Moving on, another story here, and then a few more minutes of that before I take my my friend is going to be calling in here, and we're going to discuss my red pill experience. And he knew me. He knew me several years prior to when I became red pilled. And remember, so we're going to talk about that. So as public support for Ukraine war wanes, as public support for Ukraine war wanes, backing still strong for NATO membership. Yeah, of course it is, right? Right, because it's got endless Jewish money being poured into it. Next story. Powerful lobby pledges $100 million to ensure outcome of U.S. election. So this is kind of interesting because the first thing it made me think of, and I'm just going to read just a tiny bit of it, and then I'm going to go into my thoughts. Progressive Democrat candidates are being targeted for defeat by an alliance of powerful, well-funded, energetic, and persistent pro-Israel advocacy groups. Okay, so, yes, so they're probably going to have Trump, win, and then they're shifting the dialectic over because, you know, all the thoughts that came into my head, okay, they've brought enough immigrants over now. They've got what they need to secure their permanent Democrat situation. However, in order to appease the right, you know, the Trumpites, they're going to let Trump win. And what they need to do now, because they have to do, you know, it's like one side of the dialectic's got to get some stuff done, right? So they've got some stuff done under Joe Biden, and now they need to get some stuff done under Trump, like maybe war in. But I'm actually dubious as to whether Trump will carry out war, you know, because he didn't really do that when he was in presidency. Like, you know, he didn't all out go to war with. Yeah, he killed Soleimani. Yeah, they fired some like innocuous bombs into Syria, which just kind of destroyed a warehouse. It didn't really do anything. But he stopped us from going to war with Iran when the psychopath Jews were trying to do that. So I don't know. I'm shooting a hole in my own theory right now, but so what? Maybe we'll read a little more of this. But it's just interesting that they're talking about stealing the election now from the Democrats, right? As asinine as that sounds, right? It doesn't really matter. I think it's just whoever, they use the side of the dialectic. And right now you got this huge Christian Zionism issue supporting this war over in Israel. And that's the big deal to them right now, right? So shifting the dialectic over. And having it appease the so-called conservative side, and everybody kind of takes a breath and goes, "Oh, okay, maybe there is hope. Maybe we'll win the country back." You know, these folks like the banner person I see, "Save America, Save America." You know, F Joe Biden, and then also a banner right next to that says, "Save Hamas." I'm sorry, not Save Hamas. You know, F Hamas, right? So it's like, jeez, dude, you don't know who the real enemy is. Don't know who the real enemy is. You got the conservative values, but you're just clueless about who the real enemy is. It's just very sad. Very sad. I'd rather talk to those people, though, than I would want to talk to unhinged liberals. But actually, to be honest with you, wait a minute, I don't think that, because I've talked to liberals about the Jews, and some of them actually seem more open to talking about that than the conservatives do. It's just hit or miss. It's an interesting situation, especially now with how the the left is being targeted for anti-Semitism because they don't support the Jewish neocon, you know, genocide of the Palestinian people that's currently taking place, the Bolshevism, the meat grinder that they're being put through. By the way, I had this horrible vision of this meat grinder kind of Texas Chainsaw Massacre situation, sort of awake nightmare vision the other night. It was pretty awful. But just people that are capable of the most gruesome kind of butchering horrors that you don't even want to ever think about, or even speak about. Unspeakable crimes, but what comes to mind is what they did to young girls and German girls. It's so sad, it will break your heart, like you won't even believe what the Jewish-controlled Soviets came in and did to young Russian girls in a foundry. It's described in Michael Thomas Goodrich's book, Hellstorm. I wish I could go back and locate it and read it back to you. It's people need to know. They need to know this. This really helps internalize getting rid of the conspiracy theory canard of the Jews and their stupid Holocaust that they continue to force down everyone's throat when it was them. Look what they did to these German girls, like Girl Scouts, you know, just young women. I mean, it's just this. You can imagine. I my heart breaks just remembering reading this. And I remember, if you don't read that and you don't sit down, put your head in your hands and start bawling, something wrong with you. Because it's just the most horrific, undescribable kind of thing. All right, so next article here. Does freedom of speech make Americans uniquely vulnerable to disinformation? Okay, so there's this stupid woman here, Barbara McQuaid. Free speech is dangerous. Professor asks America's historic commitment to free speech as our Achilles heel. Asks if a prominent law professor and MSNBC legal analyst, okay, has raised concerns among free speech advocates following comments made during an interview with Rachel Maddow, one of the leading liberal pundits of the viciously partisan anti-Trump, anti-conservative leftist network. University of Michigan law professor Barbara McQuaid, who specializes in mis- and disinformation and recently published a book titled Attack from Within, How Disinformation is Sabotaging America. Okay, let's look up Barbara McQuaid. I want to see if there's a Jewish situation going on there, which is a very fair question. Barbara McQuaid, okay. Wikipedia. At least Wikipedia will tell you. Okay, she's not Jewish. So that's just, you know, also kind of interesting because it's like you have these liberal just women that have gone through this Ivy League system. So where'd she go to school? State's attorney, born in Detroit, Michigan. Okay, undergraduate degree from the University of Michigan. Okay, it's Michigan, folks. So University of Michigan Law School. So Michigan being the place that the pretty much a ground zero kind of place for, you know, the woke agenda and the persecution of truth tellers and you know, what's their names? Dana Nessel, right? The I think she's just district attorney up there persecuting some folks left and right, right? Anybody speaks out, the tranny agenda going in full force up there. And yeah, Michigan's a great example of the Jewish overthrow of the American people, you know, and taking over and tyrannizing, shutting up free speech. Well, there's no surprise. This woman with her stupid little smile on her face and her dumb-looking, you know, eyes is retarded. I mean, you know, so there you go. I mean, there's oops. Uh-oh. Here come the Bolsheviks. Hate speech. Oh, you just hate speech. You can't criticize. You can't do that. You can't criticize her. Especially can't make ad hominem attacks, right? Like that. But it does make for good radio. And of course the Jews never ad hominem attack us. So there's no double standard there or anything. McQuaid has been recognized by the Detroit Free Press with Neil Shine Award for exemplary regional leadership. The Detroit News with the Michiganian of the Year Award, Crane's Detroit Business of Use Maker of the Year, Detroit's Most Influential Women, Oh, all kinds of little Jewish accolades. Oh, yes, Jewish accolades for you, for Goyim women. And the Detroit branch NAACP. Ah, the NAACP, the white woman on the NAACP. And Arab American Civil Rights League with their Tribute to Justice Award. Tribute, yeah. So it's like you get the white women representing not white people, definitely betraying the people. It kind of lends some credence to, do you guys remember watching Why Women Destroy Civilizations? The documentary made by the actually Jewish guy, Black Pigeon Speaks. So I kind of... like refer back to that. There's a lot of truth in that, right? So women and men are very different. When you put women in positions of power, which a lot of women I talk to say, I think that's a stupid thing to do. The smart women that I talk to say it's a stupid thing to do to put women in power because we will destroy the country. You know, if you do that, we're not. It's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be doing what women were, you know, what God intended women. Bring life into the world. Ah, I've got a woman calling, Laura in Michigan. Laura, welcome.
I just wanted to talk to that fellow who saw that show on TV about Hitler.
Yeah.
He needs to see Ayn Rand's Harry Cooper, he's written tons of books. I think that show probably lifted a lot of the information from Harry Cooper. But you can find him on rents.com.
Bill Cooper? Or is it Harry Cooper? I don't.
Harry Cooper.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with Harry Cooper.
But his group is called Shark Hunters. He followed Hitler all the way through to Argentina. And I think he didn't die till about 62. Eva Braun kind of helped him out.
Eva Braun?
And living there.
Talk about Eva Braun?
Oh, Eva Perón. She was in Argentina.
Okay, Eva Perón. You got to
look up Shark Hunters, Harry Cooper. It's excellent, but I'm sure that show stole a lot of his material. Because he's been doing this for years. He's got tons of books.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm writing it down here. Shark Hunters.
Also, I'm going to tell you, I agree with you. I never vote for a woman.
Uh-huh.
Never vote for a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
They ruin everything ever since they got the vote.
Yeah.
So I can say it.
Well, yeah, no, I really appreciate that, Laura. And I think it's fantastic when women have the insight of that. And if you look at like why women were given the vote by the Jews, it was so that they could be used as weapons, you know. And so I just think it's asinine when a woman gets duped into doing that and can be a difficult sell, though, when they're so...
Well, look what the first thing that happened when they got suffrage. They had to ask for prohibition. They wanted to take the liquor away from the men. Mm. They wanted the government to be their daddy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is the whole thing about men needing to, you know, not become abusive drunks, I guess, to... their wife. That's kind of part of the deal, right?
It's up to the government to do that. Take away the liquor. But if you notice, since women got the right to vote, things have gone downhill.
They have. They absolutely have. Yeah, the man and the woman.
Better vote for
vote
a woman,
together.
A lawyer, or anybody who'd have a double,
be a couple.
I mean, look at
citizenship.
All the bad governors and all these prosecutors that are women, look what they're doing to Trump, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all emotion. It's all emotion. They have no facts behind them.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's the whole
thing. Anyway, I just want to tell you, check out Shark Hunters. Harry Cooper.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Laura. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Laura. Really appreciate the call. And so just moving on here, I get warm fuzzies in my belly when a woman says that women, you know, if they're put in positions of power, when a woman gets it, you know, she gets it. It's just common sense, you know. It really is. But I really do. I get warm fuzzies in my belly. It's a wonderful feeling. Just like when people get Jew-pilled, you know, when they finally realize, oh, it is the Jews. It's like, wow, that's a warm, fuzzy feeling in your belly, you know, because you're actually on the side of God, because these people are on the side of Satan. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to extricate themselves from that culture, but that's a tough, tall order for them, but they've got to do it, you know. They've got to do it. I don't know. Maybe it's not possible. Maybe it's in their DNA and they can't do it. I really don't know. I don't understand these people. I don't understand how people can be so evil. It's really, really confusing and disgusting. It's hard to fathom. It's really hard to fathom. We think that people are just, you know, mistaken. But it could very well be that they're just patently evil. Gregory in California. Gregory, welcome.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I didn't get to start the show, and I had to call in on what you were talking about as far as women and boating and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And in my brain cell, I'm thinking, why would a real woman want to demean herself by going into pole licking? That, and men should be putting them on the highest pedestal of all. I mean, they're stronger than we are. They have to bear the children, and good Lord, that's a task far greater than I could do myself or even want to, really. But, yeah, that's what's so befuddling about the thing. But I suppose it's Lord Acton's thing, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you give a woman a little bit of power, man, I'm telling you, they can really magnify that. Speaking of that monster Hillary, the Clinton, well, even her husband's a monster, but yeah, they even have a baby monster girl. I guess she's not a baby anymore. Yeah, she's, a vile. And we allow this evil to persist in our environment, which is, I find appalling myself. And I'm sorry that I haven't done more to correct the situation, but...
Yeah. You know, it brings the thought to me, Gregory, that, you know, I'm thinking that what you're talking about makes me think about... Okay. We're at a break, and I'm not going to be able to take more calls. We got Francis. I'll take you. Gregory, stick on. I'm going to finish with you, but...
Okie dokie.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over six decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth. We'll say that was
back. Give me a second. I'm going to just get my headset situated here. I'm going to be full this last half hour, so hopefully you guys can hear me okay. I don't know, Gregory, are you still on the call there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to add there before I move on?
Yeah, if you got a lot of callers, go ahead and move on, but just tell everybody I said hi, and yeah, you don't hit a woman. Anybody hits a woman is a low life as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it's just not right. We should respect them and give them the, well, unless they're bad women, of course, you know, because you got a lot of those fiendish broads that aren't worth spitting on. But I'm talking real women. We're not talking any slime balls. Anyway, much love, much truth for freedom. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Gregory. Appreciate
thank you.
The call. Yeah, and the thought that I, yeah, take care. Yeah, so the thought that comes up for me is how women appreciate a man that understands male and female roles. Even some of the brainwashing with the brainwashing, they intuitively appreciate it, and they despise a man that is respects feminism and all this other crap. They really despise him. They have no respect for him deep down, and usually their relationship ends up in a divorce if they're married or whatever, you know, because he no longer turns her on, for one thing, because he's a cuck. So, you know, there's that. So I got Francis, North Carolina. Then I'm not going to be able to take anybody else because I got I don't actually see that call coming in, so – supposed to be hearing from Chad in Florida. So, Francis, welcome.
Hey, young man, how you doing? Other than having fun.
Yeah, I am having fun. I'm having a great discussion here. How are you?
I think I'm here. I've been busy as a bee, as I usually am. So that's life on a small farm. Go figure. But anyway, As far as the aspect of the political scene and district criminals and whether it's a man or a woman that goes into office and so forth, they're already pre-picked out, pre-chosen, regardless of what the sex of the person is. That that the so-called elite, I call the spoiled brats or whatever, that are paid off to go into that particular political role. Regardless of whether they have a penis or a vagina, it doesn't matter. Now, I will give you this. If a man wants to behave as a gentleman, that's great. If a woman wants to act like a woman and behave as such, that's fantastic. But if the dude wants to act like a real a-hole and the woman wants to act like a class A slut, then, yes, they shouldn't be in the political scene. But you know what? Sadly, that's the type of people that end up going in picked to go into that political scene and that seat, for that matter. Now, there are some rare exceptions in the district of criminals, one of which left that I'm familiar with, that's a female, because she was not about to go and become a dual citizenship individual, as a lot of politicians are. Now, there's other politicians there, female-wise, that actually speak up for what is wrong and so forth, and what should be done to correct those situations, politically speaking, and going out to the various heads, for that matter. And she gets criticized, put down, and you name it. It's unbelievable. Now, that's not to say that all the female politicians are goody-two-shoes or whatever, if you want to call them that, that actually go after the troublemakers and the problem individuals that are getting paid off and got dual citizenship, the spoiled brat's backside, for that matter. So, you know, it's a very messed up society, for that matter. I see it every day whenever I walk out in society when I'm away from home. And so whenever I see men behaving as such, that's great. When I see women behaving as they should be, that's great too. But rarely do I ever see across a some dude that's acting so prissy that the pink nail polish may clash with their shoe color. And my thought is, and then they turn around, I'm not kidding about this deal. Unfortunately, I ran into a situation like that, and they actually threatened the cashier at a store that I was at. And I walked over, and I told him, I said, you know what, you got your stuff, get out of here, now. And I basically sounded like Mama Bear going after a spoiled brat cub that didn't know how to treat their peers, or at least their elders, for that matter. And they turned out and gave me a nasty name, and I thought, okay. So I could have torn to them real easy, because despite the fact they're acting like a prissy B-I-T-C-H, this is a dude that thinks they're a woman, yet they're not. They don't have a uterus. They have a penis between their leg. They don't have a vagina. So when I hear about this trans garbage, I'm like, okay, you know, if you're confused about your sex, when you hit puberty, you'll know what your sex is. Meanwhile, look between your legs and see what you've got or don't have or whatever the case is. Unless you're born a hermaphrodite, that's a different scenario. You can pick up what you want to do later on when you finally decide what your sex is going to be. So other than that, your thoughts.
Wow, a lot to unpack there. But yes, great call for
this.
Overall, the general thing, you're absolutely right. There's always exceptions to the general rule. Society has been blended, male and female have been blended together so much that, even normal people, they don't even understand the differences in the sexes anymore, right? Even people that are considered quote unquote normal, right? If we in an ideal society like the one God wanted us to live in, the roles would be clearly delineated. But you're absolutely right; there would be mutual respect and between the sexes, and so that is a sort of a prerequisite to the whole thing. And so it doesn't take away from the fact that women are put in positions of power, by our Jewish overlords, for a reason. you know, and it's not a good one. So they can be manipulated. And so now, but you have so many men, like you're mentioning, that are, they're, you know, effectively women themselves. So that's, it just really, the whole situation's become very convoluted and complicated. I don't know. Let me kick it back to you. What are your thoughts?
Well, yes, it has become degenerated as far as who's confused about what sex they are or whatever have you. But you know what? I find ironic that back in the 80s and so forth, they had people that were doing gender bending like Boy George and, well, Annie Lennox was one thing, but at least she had illustrated that she is a woman, let alone Boy George, which was, you know, a foregone conclusion that he's a dude and so forth. But they did it because in the music industry, they will go with anything that's tantalizing, titillating, and whatever have you, ad nauseum, just to sell their artistry and so forth. And quite frankly, a lot of these artisans are fantastic vocally. Don't get me wrong. As well as what the story they're trying to say. Now, that's a whole different genre as far as the entertainment industry is concerned where things get messed up. Whenever I see someone in the acting industry or whatever, as far as film and television go, I actually have to look at the actor to say, wait a minute, they're pressing this person off as this sex, and yet I'm seeing this sex instead? I don't think so. When that happens, I don't bother indulging and paying for seeing that film or show, per se, because I can think of better things to waste my money on that's more creative, that I can get something out of, than watching a tit show like that when the people are trying to pass off as this sex or that sex until it's ridiculous. We have enough of that garbage going on, especially with the psychological warfare on top of that, as far as what's going on with various countries and who's doing what to who and who's getting paid for it, for that matter. So it's a riot, absolute riot. So I sit back, I observe, I chill out, I laugh my tail off at the idiocy and the fact that people are just throwing common sense out the bloody window.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I agree. I agree with you. So, I don't know. Well, Francis, I appreciate the call. I gotta
move on to- Y'all have a great week. Have fun. Play hard.
You too. Take care. All right. We got Ryan in Ohio. It looks like my friend hasn't called in. So, Ryan, welcome.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
I've been asking you about what have you heard about this. You've got all these Republicans and Democrats retiring early before the election. And so that means in order to replace them, it seems like there are certain times. They'll have to wait till the election before they vote in the new people. So, like, you know, because the 14 Republicans have said they're retiring early and the 8 Democrats retiring early. When they all retire, then the Republicans will only have control of the Congress by one vote. And so with the Supreme Court decision that states can't keep them off the ballot, but the Congress can because they're federal. If they can just get one more Republican to retire early, they'll be able to bring up some kind of rule to keep Trump off the ballot with the Congress voting and then the Senate passing it, and then he wouldn't be on the ballot. But if that would, but he couldn't do that, come like when they count the ballots, and say Trump does win, and then January 6th they count the ballots and they secure the tally to say okay he's There won't be enough Republicans if they get rid of one person when the vice president they vote at the House to say okay we're counting all the electorals and Biden's going to be the new president January 6th. There won't be enough Republicans to vote it in, and so he won't be able to get in because they won't secure the vice president, Kamala Harris, won't sign the paperwork to make him the next president. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Because I'm losing some words what I'm trying to think of.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's, you know, the inner machinations and kind of the rules that are there put in place and sort of how they're planning things out. And, you know, I really don't pay too much mind to it anymore because, like I was reading in my article earlier, it doesn't really matter who's in there, Democrat or Republican. They're all going to, at the end of the day, give in to the agenda. So this whole thing about us voting, yes, I mean, this whole thing about us voting our way out of this, it doesn't matter. I mean, just look at what Representative Mike Johnson did, right?
But I think there is, it's the way it's sounding, they're going to try to keep either Trump off the ballot or they won't register the electors on January 6th to allow him to become president, like they tried that when Trump tried to tell Vice President, whatever that guy is from Indiana, not to sign it and make it go back to the states and count these votes again, which didn't happen. This time the Democrats will do that because I personally, as I see with all this stuff they're doing, they don't want Trump in there because they do think maybe he's he's going to be tough to control. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying
to keep him off so they got everything secure because if Trump gets in there, he might just, you know, he's a loose cannon, maybe they're thinking, you know? So they're going to get one more Republican rhino to leave early. They got control and they could do all these things to keep him either off the ballot in November or they won't register the electors on January 6th so he can be president. I mean, that's what it looks like they're trying to do because it looks like they are nervous with this guy. They're doing everything they can.
But that also could just be political theater, though. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, political theater. Yeah, you're right, but. But if it is political theater,
all these people make movies, right? They make all the movies. They're really good at creating a whole story. They're not stupid. These people, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time. They just keep getting better and better at it, at psychologically, you know, programming us and putting psyops and whatnot. So, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate the call. All right, I got my honored guest, Chad in Florida, calling in. We're going to discuss kind of my red pill experience. Maybe we can get into some of his red pill experience. But in case you guys are curious about that, you can hear about how I got red pilled the very early times and even a little before that. So, Chad, are you there?
I'm here, my friend.
Chad! All right, yeah, good to hear from you. And how are you doing today?
We're doing good. You know, we're wondering what's happening with bridges in Baltimore. But, you know, when you have a bunch of, you know, diversity hires driving boats these days, bound to happen.
Uh-huh, right, and the airplanes too, right? All these airplane crashes.
Soon airplanes are going to be falling from the sky. I mean, half these kids can hardly read when they graduate high school, and now they want to be pilots. I mean, come on.
Yeah, isn't the same thing happening with doctors, too, right? I mean, because, you know, there won't be anything else but Jewish doctors in the end, you know, and they'll be denying health care to all non-Jews, right? But it's not like we want their healthcare anyway, right? Chad, anything else on that?
No, just blessed that it's another day in America, and I remember in the early days you were I almost thought you were an Obama voter until you swallowed the pill.
So I knew you back in like the guy right here, who, folks, that it was you and then this other guy in a forum, but you kind of brought me into that forum. It was on Facebook,
And I remember I was cheering on Ben Shapiro and talking about how he should be the president for, and these guys started laughing at me. You remember that conversation?
No, but we all swallowed a little bit of the Ben Shapiro pill like around 2015 before we realized he was just a lying piece of shit. But I don't remember that. But I now feel bad that we even listened to Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, right.
But no, I don't remember. I do remember talking to you a lot about in the early days, 9/11, because that was still the edgy thing to talk about.
Yeah, we see, you know, and what has been. Yeah, we were roommates, and I remember you were putting documentaries about 9/11, and I actually got red pilled on 9/11 with the Architects and Engineers in about 2009 or 2010 time frame. So I kind of had some. So I wasn't totally in the dark on all of that and calling you a kook or anything. I was watching your stuff, but I think I was just, my mindset was I was just thinking about other things.
Yeah.
A supporter. Never was that, I'll tell you that right now. The last Democrat I voted for was Bill Clinton, was the first time I ever voted. Was 1996 or whatever it was. When Bill Clinton, or 1992 or election, somewhere around that time frame. So, but after that, I kind of got, actually, I had a friend that kind of red pilled me on the New World Order, and he was talking about that, but never talked about the Jews or anything. But, you know, I learned about that, and then, like, you know, what they're trying, the things they're trying to do. He was a Pat Buchanan supporter. So, yeah, I forgot to mention that, but. No, man. I mean, I remember asking you. You remember this in 2017, and I was asking you, man, because I, you know, I'd heard it's the Jews, but it still didn't. My programming was still all in there, and I'm like, I don't get it, man. So, what do you mean it's the Jews? And I ask you, is it the Jews? You're like, dude, it's the Jews. And I'm like, what do you mean it's the Jews? Show me some examples. And so the next day, you sent me a video of David Duke. It was the Zio Media Complex video, the 20-minute video, had Wolf Blitzer on it and all these different pundits, and he was exposing that. That clicked for me big time, and it was just like, oh wow, okay, I didn't realize all of this. How did I not realize this right in front of my face? But at first, when you sent it over and it being David Duke, I was like, David Duke. Right. And you're like, oh, yeah, not the best example, but there you go. And I was like, well, actually, it was the best example. I just had to put away suspend my disbelief, my programming, and then and watch it. When I did, so that was pretty cool.
I even had a patch in my life where I even listened to Alex Jones before realizing that guy's just a Jew propaganda shill. But
yeah,
you know, we all go through different phases, you know, before we realize, you know, if anyone who has a mouthpiece in the media, you got to know that they don't just give anybody a mouthpiece, and more than often than not, it's because you're a Jew and you're there to spread propaganda.
Yeah, you know, that's the Alex Jones, is that's a tough one too, because he tells so much. There's so much of it that he tells the truth. He just does that little twist at the very top of the pyramid where he moves the pyramid head. He twists the pyramid head 180 degrees, and he says that the Jews are the Nazis. He says it's the Nazis. Yeah, so it's not the Jews, it's the Nazis. So that whole thing is incredibly destructive, and people don't realize it. But you can still get all this other good information from him. But then when he does that at the top there, you know, it's kind of like destroying the whole thing,
it's
really.
It's done on purpose.
The culprits get away, and then the victim's blamed again.
Yes. It's all done on purpose so the goyim don't notice.
Yeah. So let's hear about you then. Let's hear about your red pill experience.
Oh, yeah. You know, some of my earliest red pills were you know, Yahoo used to have this thing on the side of their homepage that said trending. And I remember one day I didn't have a lot of work to do, and there was this thing trending about the Diary of Anne Frank. And
when was this?
This was a solid 2011, 2010 maybe.
2010. Oh, okay. It's a couple years before I knew you then.
Yes, yeah, a couple years before you knew me. And I just remember reading, and this Yahoo, which Yahoo was a lot edgier back then and had a comment section, and then all these people were saying that Anne Frank was a hoax and it was all a lie. And if you ever go to where they claim she lived, it's like they claim she lived in literally like a broom closet by herself for like months on end. I mean, it's like you can't even turn around in this thing. But anyway, I just remember in eighth grade trying to read the book and realizing even as an eighth grader, there was no way in hell that a 14-year-old girl had this vocabulary and had like the ability to write the book. And just like the forcing of us having to read this type of bullshit. And then I remember in eighth grade, it's like it's a rite of passage almost for, I would assume, upper middle class areas to send their eighth graders to Washington, D.C. And one of the main attractions is they make the kids go to the Holocaust Museum. And my year that I was in eighth grade was the grand opening of the new Holocaust Museum. And one of the stories I remember was you go into this Holocaust Museum, and this is in eighth grade. None of this clicked until 2010. But you go to this Holocaust Museum, and they've got shoes, like, all over the place, piled in the walls. And I remember as a little kid, I raised my hand in front of everyone, you know, and I asked them, you know, where did you get these shoes? And the lady said, oh, you know, we got them from the concentration camp.
Yeah.
I remember being like, I remember raising my hand and saying, you know, how is that possible? Like, you know, 40 some years later, you were able to get these shoes. Like, they were untouched. They weren't weathered. And as a kid,
man,
I remember saying something like that. And it turns out later,
Hey, Chad, sorry, man. I wish you could have got more time. We'll do it again. Let's do it again soon. We're at the end of the show. Thank you for that. All of that information there. It's great. Hey, folks, have a great night, and we'll see you on the other side.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.